So here with Barry Lee, you're—I was going to say rugby legend,
No, close.
but you're also a broadcaster in Cairns. Hi, Barry.
Yes, hi. How are you going?
Interesting chat we just had here at the Commercial Radio Australia conference. Hmm. How is it being an Indigenous broadcaster in the commercial radio world?
Yeah, I think it's. I find it very challenging, but it's a good challenge. It's something out of my comfort zone. And I know that it wouldn't be for everyone within the Indigenous community. But as I said, I took it on to see how far I could go with it. And certainly learning about, it's not just about being an Indigenous radio broadcaster. There's a lot of minority groups that aren't really covered. So I think for anyone who's within those minority groups, just to be the first or to fly the flag or, you know, hopefully to present that opportunity to the next generation or to others within your community is a positive.
You mentioned that you're based in Cairns. Yep. You're doing the afternoon show. Your audience is also very Indigenous. So basically the commercial world and commercial radio where you're working are matching this and they are making that step towards the audience.
Yeah, I think, well, it's important, like, with regards to what your socioeconomic or what your makeup is within the community. So you would like to reach out to as much or as broad a community as possible. So we've certainly done that up there in Cairns. There is a high Indigenous population. So we've taken that on board and, you know, presented they can have a voice on a commercial side on a commercial radio station. There's also Bumma Bipra, which is a community radio station up there, and that was where I first got the love for being on radio, and it was certainly a great stepping stone to try to break into the commercial side of things. But yeah, it's very important you've got to realise what your community is made up of and what they sort of would like.
How does that compare to all the successes you probably had in sport? But in sport, maybe the barriers were already broken by somebody else. On commercial radio, that's not true. You're breaking some of those barriers.
Yeah, it was certainly with regards to sport. There was a lot of Indigenous players before me. With rugby union, there was the Ella brothers and Lloyd McDermott, who was the first Indigenous rugby player to play for the Wallabies. So those sort of barriers had been broken. This, I think, is a better, or on a personal note, is a higher achievement for me because it's something out of my comfort zone. No one else has sort of paved the way for me. I've got to make my own way through it. And if you surround with anything in life, if you surround yourself with the right people and you get the right advice, you know, you can certainly make something of it, and that's what I'm trying to do.
What's harder, breaking commercial radio or Survivor?
Survivor's the hardest, you know. Yeah, I mean, both, they're totally different, but Survivor was definitely harder. Commercial radio, you've got a bit of understanding of what's expected in Survivor. You've got no understanding of how to survive.
And one last question. I mean, we're talking about the sport as well, but sports have been really good at breaking those barriers with the younger generation and include, being very inclusive in getting the younger generation involved in any code. I'm talking rugby union, NRL, AFL. That's not really the case in the media either, but or is it the case in the media?
No, I don't think so. They've certainly done their homework with, I know, with the rugby league, rugby union. If they're interested in a player coming from an Indigenous background or from an Indigenous community, they certainly go above and beyond to try to make them feel as comfortable as possible. It's a massive move coming from a small community to go down to the big city lights of Brisbane or Melbourne or, you know, Sydney. So that in itself is a massive step. How you make that transition easier, that's where you've got to really do your homework, and all the sports are starting to do that. I think with regards to the commercial side of things, or with radio or media in general, you've got to present the right sort of training and not just throw them into the deep end, so to speak. They've got to have someone who is potentially going to work in this industry has to have a full understanding of what is expected, because it's you've got to be able to do the job. You're not going to just get picked because of the colour of your skin or because of your racial background. You've got to be able to do the job, and making that transition of how to do that job is the important part, the training side of things.
Barry Lee, thank you.
Thank you very much.